Apostles, the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 36, these words. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter rose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Basis of our text comes from that 36th verse. Now there at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. Supporting scripture coming from Revelation 4 and 13, very familiar passage that most times we may read this after somebody is dead and gone. The Bible declares, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. May the work I've done speak for me. May the work I've done speak for me.
God in spirit and in truth. Thankful for the talents and the gifts, and thank God for our praise dancers this morning and the message that they dance to, because the church has got to get back in the business of doing church work and not politics. We got too many folk that want to be the big eye and the head chief, but God is the head chief, and I'm under him. So don't get it in your mind, because you got so many ideas that we're going to listen to everything you got to say. There's something we have to respect your conversation, but we let it in one ear and out the other. This is a house of worship, and you ought to come to the house of God ready to give your God some praise. Be thankful this morning. Your testimony may be, I got out of the bed all by myself, and I put on all my clothes all by myself, and that is a blessing from God. Because there's somebody laying in the bed right now still waiting on somebody to come and bathe them, still waiting on somebody to put them on some clothes for the day. So if you are able to do that for yourself, that's enough to tell God thank you right there. Sometimes we forget just how blessed we are. We allow the enemy to get our minds all wrapped up in self-pity, and we begin to think about all the negative things that is going on in our life and in the world, but you got to find some positive in your negative. We come this morning not for a long-drawn sermon, but we're going to do what we got to do. Gonna move on and see what the end's gonna be. We know we got a meeting today, and I got a wedding this evening, and it's always something. But it's a blessing to be able to do something. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. See, sometimes all you gotta do is just reflect back from whence you come from. Last year this time, I wasn't able to stand here and do like I'm doing. So look where the Lord God has brought me from. And I just come to share a thought with you this morning. May the works I've done speak for me. Now, first of all, we have to understand that when we talk about works and when we talk about them speaking for me, that means to each and every one of us, not what he does or not what she does, but what do I do? So you got to put yourself in there. So if you're still on the pew of do nothing, I'm not talking to you. It is a joy this morning just to be in the house of God, knowing that we are blessed to see another day. And I'm so glad to be able to say that my God's grace is still sufficient. He is the giver and the supplier of all of our needs. He continues to make a way for us. And there are times when it seems like it should be another way. But I'm inclined to believe with the saints of old that the Lord won't put no more on you than that ye can bear. And when you're the one that's going through, those words are easier said than done from somebody else. But if you're the one that's going through, if every time you turn around, it's one thing after another, then you may find yourself questioning and asking God, Lord, how long? Lord, how much more are you going to bring my way? But in those times, that's when you become overwhelmed and you're full of doubt or questions. God wants you to pause and to think about the fact that he never makes a mistake. And as hard as it is for you right now, he knows that he will give you the strength to make it. All you got to do is somewhere within your soul, find a way to keep on holding on, to keep on trusting God, and to keep on trying to move forward. I can't help but just be thankful that God has blessed us with such a household of elders that are sort of bounce back spirits. When I look around and I see these spirits in here this morning, I can go to that second row on both sides and look at Sister Vinny and look at Mount Pearl and look at Mother Mary over here. They've been down, but they got back up. They've been down, but they got back up. And every time they're up, they're in the house of God. They're not at home twiddling their thumb. They're not at home wanting to have a pity party. But they come back to the house of God to tell God, I want to thank you. I want to do what I can while I can. And I don't want nobody to come and tell me about the service. I want to be in the service. You ought to want to be in service. You ought to want to be glad that God has brought you a mighty long way. I saw LG up there grinning because he was almost on death bed. But look where God has brought him from. All you have to do is just look around and see there are blessings all over this room this morning. And if you're one of those that know that you've been blessed by the best, then you ought to give God that praise that you owe him this morning. There's no secret that we are living in a time when the ungodly have become bold and uncaring, and they're throwing their rocks and they're not even trying to hide their hands. You know, it's a sad thing that we're living in a time when young people have allowed the devil to use them as vessels of destruction. We think about those 17 high school students in Florida and all of the lives that were lost, all of those that was lost needlessly, and so many others that were wounded and hurt. And you wonder, what is this world coming to? Young people killing young people. Don't give them an opportunity to live out the life that God has given them. And we can't sit down and be so comfortable. We got to know that the church got to get back to work because Florida is not that far away. The devil is roaming through the streets of Lexington, North Carolina. Even as we speak and we give worship right now, there's somebody out there trying to steal what somebody's got. Here to remind you this morning that Satan, the devil, is on a rampage. He was bold enough to tell God himself that I'm going to and fro, seeking whomsoever that I can kill or destroy. And I want to let you know that you are not exempt just because your name is on the church roll. You're not exempt this morning because you got a testimony that I know what the Lord can do. You're not exempt this morning because you are highly favored in the Lord. God got somebody that is highly favored. All of us are highly favored. If the truth be told, but the enemy don't care how highly you're favored, they go out there just like they gave that illustration, beating up old folk, taking their little bit of change. Shame before God. But think about it. Think about somebody just busting in the door and beating on your grandma. Hallelujah. You better roll up your fist. Well, I know what prayer can do, but I know what I'll do to you if you go in there and jump on my grandma. That's why it's very important. You got to check on your folk. They're independent. They want to still live all by themselves, but they still need somebody to watch over them. God's watching them, but they need somebody to call on the telephone every now and then. Don't hear from them. You got to realize that somebody needs to check things out. The enemy, the devil, don't have any respect of persons, not color nor age. He don't care what side of the track you grew up on. He don't care if you have excelled and now you're living in on the big side of town. He go to any side of the town and tear up somebody's life. You got to understand this morning. There ever was a time that we needed the Lord. It is right now. We need to be watching. We need to be praying. We need to be not taking things for granted. Scammers, con artists, robbers, thieves, and all of those are about, and they're out there to take whatever you got at any cost. That raggedy Ford you drive. And I ain't talking about nobody in particular. Just an illustration. You pull up at the store and you leave it running, you have to come out and that raggedy Ford gone. Then you're going to know just how much you appreciate that raggedy Ford. Devil don't care who he hurt. Sometimes he hurt those that are already going through. Then you got to understand that we're living in a time when you got to be careful who you trust. Sometimes you got to follow your gut. You got to know that you can't trust any and everybody. There are times you got to detour and go the other way. And it's a sad thing that the things have gotten so bad that it makes it hard to be a good Samaritan. There used to be a time that you could pull over and give somebody a ride. Now you can't give nobody no ride unless you put them up in the front and got somebody sitting in the back watching them. You come from old school, you began to feel bad because you passed somebody by and realized that you were taught to give somebody a helping hand. But things have gotten so bad to where you can't trust nobody. Living in a time now that if you get broke down on the side of the road, you better have a telephone and you better know somebody because ain't nobody going to stop. Most of the time, the law won't stop. They'll stop you for some foolishness, but they won't stop to help you if you're in despair. See you walking up the road knowing that you seen the car parked back there about a half a mile or a mile down the road, and they ride right on by you. And still take your tax money. You got to be able to try the spirit by the spirit. But in order to do that, you got to have the right spirit in you. If you got the spirit of God in you, then sometimes when the enemy approach you, you can feel it all down on the inside. There are times when somebody may be coming to the side of your window and all of a sudden something on the inside of you, tell you better roll the window up and lock the door. Don't think just because you made the payment, they won't snatch you up out of your little stuff. But today, in this crazy world that we are living in, we still got to find somewhere within ourselves to be disciples of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We got to follow the golden rule to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We got to realize that there are times when the Bible declares to love your enemy. You got to pray for your enemy. You got to trust that even though you wrong me, if there's something that I can do to help you along the way, I got to set me and get out of my feelings and put that off to the side to be the man or the woman of God that God has called you to be. Don't get selfish. Don't get the big head just because you done saved a few dimes. Something will break down and take every one of them dimes. Sometimes if it's not something in the house, that old body break down and you're going to go get that medicine. Yeah, but you might fuss. But somehow, some way, you're going to go get that medicine. If you want to keep on kicking, you got to do whatever it takes to kick. Might not be kicking high no more, but you still want to kick. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to move on and get serious for real here in a minute. But my woman over there, she likes to say, they don't know what I'm made out of. You got to have that mindset. Don't let nobody tell you that you're falling apart. You got to believe that I'm going to be all right. I'm going to do what I got to do while I can, and I thank God for that this morning. Just a few weeks ago, we talked about having faith in God, but that faith without works is dead. As believers or disciples, we ought to be working for kingdom building and allowing God's spirit and power to work through us. That there's some folk you can't help unless God help you help them. There's some folk that if it were left to your mind, you would turn your back on some folk and say, I done throw my hands up and I'm tired of doing what I'm doing for you. But isn't it amazing how if you're a child of the king, you can throw your hands up, but your heart just keep on eating at you. You find yourself digging down in your pockets. You find yourself getting in the car and going over across town to do that thing that you said, I'm not going to do no more. That's where love comes in at. Because sometimes you may not like the way that they carry themselves. You may not like what they do with theirs. And it's a sad thing that so many folk, I just can't get where I want to get because all this stuff keeps coming up in my head. But there's so many folk that will use their resources and their means for what they want to do. And they already banking in the back of their mind, Charles, that I'm going to get this here other $50 from Charles. Now, I'm going to spend mine for what I want to do. But Charles, my buddy, Charles will help me out. Charles will give me a helping hand, so I'm going to put my bid in. Am I talking to anybody in here? Folk will use you. Until they use you plumb up. And then when you close off that door, now you think you something. Now you uppity. Now you don't want to be bothered with nobody. The only time I hear from you is the time that you got to ask me for something. I'll not be bothered with you no how. You know how it is. Sometimes you already know. You know they're trying to use you. But something in here. You can answer the phone and hear the voice. And you sit down and get ready for the story. You ever had somebody call you and you don't even want to hear the story no more? You say, what you need? Don't worry my patience. I'm watching my picture. I don't want to hear all that long story. You get right back around and let me know it. But baby, you got $20. You got any? Extra money. Where poor folk get extra money from? I'm glad this ain't in my notes. Somebody need to hear this morning. Because somebody is being stepped on and walked on and used. And I come to help you this morning to let you know that the works you've done is going to speak for you. But if you do it and you do it grudgingly, you're not going to get a blessing anyhow. I done stepped on my own toes, so I better get back to this text. my feet can't even be still now. So now, when we look here in the Word of God, Paul tells us, because, as I said, it's a personal issue. And so Paul tells us in Philippians in the second chapter, he said, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. If you're going to complain about it, don't do it. That we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Now, that ye is God's children, the disciples, the followers, that you got to keep an humble frame of mind with a warm love for other converts because of the goodness of God that he has put in you. Don't grumble and complain just to do what is the right thing to do anyway. Even in those dark moments, and in a dark world, you got to learn how to let your light shine. You got to learn how to do good works and to please and not to please men or to be patted on the back, but to the glory of God. If you got to do it just so you can go around and tell everybody that you loaned somebody this, or they didn't have no grocery, and I went in my freezer and I took out my two chickens and I took them a cabbage over there and I took them some flour and some sugar, and don't you know they act like they didn't appreciate it? Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. So when you boast about what you done and who you done helped, you already done got your little reward, signed, sealed, and delivered. But Jesus said that when thou doest alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand does, so that there might be a time you ought to have somebody. I can call on somebody and let them know I need this or I need that, but I don't hear it from somebody else. That individual, the Bible declared, that thine alms may be in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So if I bless you and keep my mouth closed, God gonna come back and bless me sometime even double fold. So I need the work of God. I need the Spirit of God. I want to let the Lord know that I want to be used by him. I want to do what the Lord God tells me to do. And I stopped by to tell you about a woman this morning that treated others like she wanted to be treated. She didn't blow a trumpet on the side of the road. She didn't go around telling everybody, this is what I done. See, you got to learn how to do something and keep your mouth to yourself. Then we got to learn that she did good works. And her good works followed her even unto death. That's why when I support this argument this morning, in the words of John, in our supporting text of Revelation 14 and 13, the Bible declared, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So everything that you do, it's going to follow you all the way to the grave. When it comes your time to die, will anybody be able to say that may the work I've done speak for me? Or will your death be just like any other death? See, I found out that death cannot hinder, but hastens the blessedness of the saints of God. As they rest from the toils of this old world, their works appear with them, not to claim reward, but to magnify God's grace. This woman in our text this morning, her good works has brought her a resurrected life. I want to let you know, when you do what the Lord God say do, God will send somebody right along your way. If there anybody got somebody in your life that don't mind giving you a helping hand, and I just stop by to let somebody know that if you trust the power of a loving God, the Bible tells us that Peter was a man of God. Peter had a gift from God. Peter realized that I watched Jesus lay hands on the sick, that Jesus told me that greater works that I would be able to do. You got to know that you might be a man or a woman, but you don't need the preacher to pray over you all the time. You ought to be close enough to the Lord to where you can go down on bended knee. Anybody ever said, oh, Lord, have mercy on me? Anybody ever said, I need the Lord to come in my sick room? Anybody ever said, Jesus is my doctor? He writes out all of my prescriptions. Am I talking to anybody in here that love the Lord your God with all of your heart? I thank my God this morning that I serve a mighty God, and I realize that I might not be Peter. I'm not John the Baptist. I'm not John the Apostle, but I thank God that I got the same Spirit that the Lord gave down from heaven and from the earth. Anybody got that Spirit on the inside and know the Lord God will walk right there with them? I want to tell you about this woman right quick. The Bible says that as Peter passed by, that he saw a woman named Tabitha in Joppa. And as we realized that her name was interpreted Dorcas, I want to thank God for Dorcas this morning. For this woman was full of good works. This woman also had alms and deeds. She did good to the community. She helped them along the way. She helped the widows along with everything that they needed. But I come to tell you, you don't know where sickness is. You don't know where death might be. But the Bible said, and it came to pass in those days, that she was sick and did she died. But I want to thank my God that even though she died, she wasn't gone just yet. For somebody loved that woman. Somebody realized that I'm going to take care of this woman. So the Bible declared that they washed her body off. They put her up in the upper chamber. You see, they came from downstairs and took her upstairs. Laid her out there and began to lay down and let her know everything is going to be all right. But now those widow women that she helped along the way, the Bible says somebody said, go get Peter, because I heard Peter can do some things. I heard that Peter can lay hands on somebody, and I want two men to go and get Peter for me. And when you get Peter, bring Peter back and tell Peter I can't get him to say I'll be there after a while, but he got to be in a haste. He got to get up and go where he wants, where he needs to be. But the Bible declared that Peter rose up, and when he got there, he came in a hurry. And when he got there, they took him to the upper chamber. The widows were standing around the body. They were crying their eyes out because their friend Dorcas was all dead and gone. But somehow down on the inside, they believed if I trust the power of God, everything is going to be all right. Have you ever gave up in despair? But the Lord God spoke to your heart and said, it's going to be all right. I'm going to make everything all right in your life. I'm laying down and I'm suffering, but I'm waiting on the hand of a mighty God. And the Bible said that women began to talk. Look what Dorcas made me. Look what Dorcas made me. Look what Dorcas made me. And they began to glorify Dorcas right there on the spot. But Peter said, look, I want you to get out the room. I got business to do with the master right now. So the Bible declared that he got him out of the room. He kneeled down, and I can hear him say right now, oh, my God, that sits high and look down low. This great woman of God, a woman that had good works, a woman that is known in the community, a woman that did what she could while she could. I want you to touch this woman. I want you to pick this woman up, because somebody on the outside of the door need to know that you are a loving God, need to know that you can give life back to the dead. So the Bible declared that he reached his hand out for her. And when he reached his hand out, he told her, Tabitha, get up off of that bed. Everything is going to be all right. And then she woke up and she sat up. She looked at Peter and Peter looked at her. Peter grabbed her by the hand and helped her stand on her feet. And I see Peter now going out on the outside of the room. Say, you thought Dorcas was dead, but I come to let you know that her works done followed her. And the Lord our God that sits high and look low, he took that dead corpse, put life back in it. She walked up out of the room. And could you imagine with your magnified mind this morning, when somebody been dead and come back to life? Don't you owe God a praise? See, when you were dead in your sin and God watched over your sinful body, began to let you know everything was all right. And now that you got joy, now that you got joy, somebody will tell the Lord, yeah. Oh, how I love my God. I know that the Lord will make a way. I'm going to do good works while I can. May the work I've done speak for me. You don't have to write it out on the table. You don't have to write a book about me. But I'm glad that God is writing it in the book. And the works that I've done, the works that you've done, they will speak for you. And even after death, your works are going to follow you. And you ought to live so that you can be like Dorcas. Leave a legacy of some folk. Not your inheritance, not a little bit of money, but you ought to leave a legacy of somebody that would trust God. Just like Dorcas trusts God. You see, sometimes you don't have to have much and you don't have to give much. But if you give of that you have, God will bless you for your givings. May the work that I've done speak for me. When it's time to be laid out here in the front of us all, you don't need a whole lot of folk to make no remarks, because your life will speak for itself. They ain't gonna do nothing but say the same thing anyhow. If you've been good, you've been good. I talk to families now, and I try to get them to cut it down to about 2 or 3 folk. Everybody jump up, because if you lived anything, it'll speak for you. Because what you want is that reward that comes from the things that you've done in secret. And God saw those things, and he will reward you openly. He'll say, welcome. Sit down at the welcome table, and I will let you know that I am a child of the King. Told John to write that. Henceforth, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Dorcas died while she was in the midst of her good works. She died in the Lord. And the Lord restored her. Then the Bible declares that After they saw her come back to life, many believed and changed their way of living. Because if you were able to see someone that you knew that was dead, and just by prayer and faith, they came back to life, wouldn't you believe? So now think about Jesus. He died. He was buried. But he came back to life. And he tells us, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I came to die for your sins. So if you can believe that, eternity is yours. So said the Lord. May the works that I've done, may the works that you do speak for you. Don't shout it on the rooftop. Don't run it all over town publicizing it. Just do it and watch God work. There may be one this morning that feel the presence of a loving God. God loves us so much, he says, when you get burdened and when you get heavy laden, come unto me, all you that burden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll let you rest from your labors.